We had only the 10 grades, smaller school.
What was Encinal like back then?
Almost like it was now. It was a headquarters town for a big ranching operation. And the ranch was T.A. Coleman. And he had several hundred thousand acres under his jurisdiction or domain, whatever you'd say. And
was this one person, Mr. Coleman?
Mm-hmm. An individual. And he stayed in Encinal and hired all these people, Mexican people, and his cowboys. He'd bring his, is this what you want? He'd bring his cattle. The cowboys would herd the cattle out on these ranches and bring them into Encinal to the shipping pens and ship them out from there to the grass in Kansas or someplace like that. And there they'd fatten them in that time where everything was grass-fed cat meat. And he had four or five different camps going, and he had about six or seven cowboys to each camp.
What do you mean camp?
Well, it's to each the camp is where these men chuck wagon, and they had the cook, and they had the boss man, which rode the horse with them, and then all these other men worked under this boss man, gathering the cattle on these big open pastures. And there he would gather them up, and when he would clear a pasture, where he would bring his cattle to town, and possibly he would take his calves off of the cows and his cow up part of the operation, take his calves off and put them up and grow them out. In those days, why, we felt like that a steer to go to Kansas had to be 2 years old, because, or older, past two, because a two-year-old steer has two teeth, and when you take him up to the grass pastures, well, with two teeth, his teeth were uneven and he couldn't eat and get fat, so they preferred really to have three-year-olds to go to the grass. And he'd keep them here on this and grow them out. And from there he went on up to Kansas and sold them in the fall of the year, after a year on the grass there, to the packing plants, mostly in Kansas City.
Were they shipped by rail?
Yeah, shipped by rail. At Encinal they had a big rail, and they'd take those cattle there, and when I was a child, I would set up, go there at times, they'd have these box cars, not cattle cars, all set out to take these cattle, and you'd go up, we'd go up there and watch them. And when they'd bring them in, why, they were wild, and they would have a, might say, a rodeo out there. You'd take it, they'd have to rope some of them. And finally, sometimes they'd get to milling, and they would mill. You know what milling is? They go around in circles, you see. And when these cattle get circling that away, well, they won't go anyplace but just this circle, and you can't pin them, you can't do anything, and the cattle, cowboys would have to go in there and break them up. They'd have to try to, and then, well, they would put them into the pens, and after they got them into the pens, they would put them in different lots, and they would just take them and assort them according to sizes and things like that, and put them in cars.